These days, activists in Egypt are commemorating Mohammed Mahmoud incident's anniversary. The event refers to the protests that took place in November 2011 surrounding Cairo's Mohammed Mahmoud Street. On that day, police brutally attacked on peaceful demonstrators near the area. Now, an investigative report clearly accuses some top army and police figures of involvement in the killing of protesters during the Egyptian revolution. The findings by the media outlet Al Jazeera unveiled that security forces intentionally targeted the upper body parts of protesters and used a lethal type of tear gas.
This year, anniversary of Mohammed Mahmoud, is a very decisive moment to show the people where the revolution is going and to tell them that the current regime is the same anti-revolutionary regime that killed the people 2 years ago in this very same street.
The report did not mention the name of General Sisi, who is now the defense minister and was the head of military intelligence then. But it did raise speculation that the de facto ruler of the country wanted to bury the report, at least to protect his mentor and former military council leader Tantawi, who took over from the ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak. Critics argue the generals wanted to protect themselves and put Morsi on trial before facing potential trial themselves, going as far as to claim that everything was pre-planned from day one.
Mubarak. The coup or the counter-revolution was planned from the day Hosni Mubarak stepped down. The generals used all the legal and brutal means to come back to power. They distorted the image of the Brotherhood and the rest of the revolutionaries with their lies.
Recent video leaks showed Sisi describing Tantawi as a so-called great man who was and still is behind the army's every move, allegedly. Morsi's prosecutor general had failed to take action on the report as he was removed from office when the army sacked Morsi. Facts are slowly but surely being uncovered, but only time will tell if this will lead to any tangible change in the complex Egyptian situation. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.